You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction. I'm excited that you're here this week, and I have some exciting information to share with you, and I've got a great guest. But before we get into my guest, which is Lee Davey, I wanted to share that I've got a new workshop coming up, and it is Discover Your Missing Piece. I had one about a month ago, and it was so well received that I wanted to be able to share this information. And so for the women out there who have just kind of figured out that their current life is not fitting them, right, that they've outgrown it, that there's other things that they've always wanted to do, and you know, we don't have an unlimited amount of time, and we can always get more money, but we can never get our time back. I want to share this information with whoever out there is looking and yearning for different ways that you can take your life and your future to amazing levels. And so just want to let you know that if you go to discoverpaula.com, you can register. It's going to be July 30th. It is for 5 hours. And there's some great content just on that funnel, as well as great content that I'm going to share with you. And it's interactive. So if there's been times that you've wanted to ask me questions or that we wanted to engage in things, when you're there, we see you. It's on Zoom. You can ask questions. We'll answer your questions. So it's a great way for you and I to be able to connect and engage with each other, and also for me to get this information out to a lot more people. So I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about our guest today. I met him 6 or 7 years ago when I was being trained by Bob Proctor for Thinking the Result as a certified consultant. He's also a certified consultant teaching the Law of Attraction and the natural laws of the universe. He was not like the others. He stood out. Everybody else had on suits and ties, and he was his own person, and I just loved him. We became friends, and as a lot of the people stayed in the corporate world and taught this information on a business level, I went another route and did it on a lot more personal level and a lot more different categories and levels. But Lee really took it to another level, and he's traveled all over the world with shamans, with indigenous tribes. The information that he's put together is outstanding, and he's a little different of a guest than I normally have on, but I have seen so many of the things that he has put on Facebook, and I know that he's here to serve, and he has such amazing ideas that I wanted to bring him on so that you all could know him and see if any of these things resonate with you, and if you're interested. He has a unifiedalliance.world, and he's bringing together amazing people with amazing ideas, anywhere from free energy to new health products to new ways that we regenerate our body. He's bringing all those people together, and he's a forward thinker. And I'm so pleased that I have known Lee. So we will be right back with Lee Davey. And we are back with Lee Davey. Lee and I go way back because we were consultants for Bob Proctor, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I had just adored him because he's a little unusual, and I've been following him on Facebook. And I wanted to bring him on because his journey is amazing. So Lee, thank you so much for being with us today.
Paula, my honor. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you. And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, we met back when we were being trained by Bob Proctor for Proctor Gallagher Institute, and it was, you know, suits and sitting at tables and and learning things, how to take this to the corporate world. But Lee kind of stood out because he's just you know, is his own person and really vibrates at a different level. I remember you did something for us after class on a vibration level. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I that's when I was like really getting into, brainwave entrainments, the neurophysiological aspects, and then like energy meditation and breath work and stuff like that. And you know, that's kind of the path that I've followed along with some other things. But just to, it's like, I really love to, I guess my journey has been to really, dive into a lot of the, you know, living legends or, you know, the mentors like Bob Proctor and, you know, just devour that information and, you know, do it so much so that, like, I feel like we're all unlocking each other. We're all unlocking, you know, this deep wisdom that resides within and, you know, so to be able to learn from wisdom keepers such as Bob and Joe Dispenza and, Faye Fitzgerald, like there are so many that I've really, been mentored by. And I just feel like that has allowed me to unlock deeper and deeper aspects of who I truly am and, you know, and then to be able to embody that work and then move on to the next thing. And now it's, you know, there's the mental, emotional, spiritual, physical aspects of the self. And I feel like, you know, we're here to unlock, remember, and embody all of those aspects to really, really ground in and walk around as the divine aspect of our highest self.
Well, and what I was always impressed with you, especially following you on your journey, is you took Bob's information, and a lot of people took it and they're still teaching it, right? They're still on that level. But I have watched you go, we were just talking about this, down, you know, to much deeper levels than going into a corporate boardroom and actually teaching, thinking the results. So after our first encounter with each other and with Bob and understanding his information, which is amazing, tell us kind of what you did after that, because I know that the journey that you went on brought in so many other things besides that basic concept that Bob was teaching us.
Yeah, it really has. It's, you know, and I mentioned Joe Dispenza, so I've been to 8 of his week-long retreats and just the, you know, really, really, again, activating, unlocking, and embodying that wisdom of, you know, really activating the pineal gland and, you know, what deep meditation actually does and how it changes, you know, like with our brains being so neuroplastic and the ability to change structurally and functionally and bring greater coherence into the brain. And then, you know, learning and incorporating breath work and how breath work, you know, really is, it's, I mean, I can't say enough about breath work. It's such a catalyst to, unlocking a vast amount of health and wisdom from within. You know, we literally, our cells will hold on to, you know, outdated information and energy and frequency. And with the breath, we can actually take that, the breath into depth into the cells and liberate that stored energy and it frees us. And then through that, we activate the pineal gland and, you know, even if there was nothing else, the activation of the pineal gland and its upgrade of melatonin into and release of incredible chemistry from dimethyltryptamine to super powerful antioxidants, to benzodiazepine to shut off the thinking brain. Right. And then the breath itself releasing, endocannabinoids, opioids, dopamine, serotonin, you know, like our body has this natural ability to heal itself. And when we use something as simple as the breath and meditation, it's like it unlocks all of that. And even, dare I say it, a little bit of a fountain of youth, right? So understanding all of that. And then, you know, I guess I was still doing some medicine work. You know, ayahuasca is a big thing now for a lot of people. And
And just FYI, he's in another country that it is legal.
Yes.
Right now. And I'm sure that you did it under the tutelage of a shaman or a medicine man.
I was in Peru for my first 11 ceremonies, and it was Don Alberto was the head of the lineage, and he was sent into the jungle at 9 years old to learn the medicine. And basically the story is if you survive, then you get to practice it. And if you don't, then the jungle gets you. And so that was my first 11 ceremonies. I've since done about 50 ceremonies between there and Costa Rica. DMT, Bufo, which is the toad. So that's a whole other kind of realm into and unto itself. I trained with an organization called Training and Power, which is a metaphysical meditation group where we learn like light systems and how to wield energy and different things like that. And most recently, and I'm still doing coursework and a member of an organization called Masters of the Void, mtvo.org. And essentially it's about using technology and coursework to expand an individual's own source connection. So it's like, you know, we've all got this connection, and Bob talks about it, you know, that there's this energy that's coming to and through you. But this is, you know, you utilizing and leveraging things like silent work and mantras and mirror work and all kinds of different things to, if I had to really boil it down, to come in to the present moment. And it's like with an increased level of presence in the present moment. And it's like you begin to really silence this and drop into the heart so much more, so much easier, so much faster. And in that space, in that silence, in the present moment, it's like everything else just disappears and you become nothing. And because yin and yang are the fundamental principles of the universe, in that nothingness, you're also simultaneously accessing or have access to everything.
Well, and let's talk about breath work, because some of the other things people may not have access to, especially.
Yeah, for sure.
But breath work, I think is fascinating. Tell us what you mean by that. Is it different ways to breathe? Is it, because I know that the only time we can access any kind of magic is in the present moment. And when you're breathing, you're actually present, and you're present in your body, because that's what's actually doing. But give us just an overview of what like breath work would look like if somebody was working with you.
So depending on the session, I do sessions every Tuesday, just kind of via Zoom that I started at the beginning of the thing that happened, that we're still, many of us are still going through. Or then I have like a 2-day, workshop, or I'll weave it into like retreats and stuff like that. But so essentially what I'll do is I'll go through the physiological benefits of, you know, what's actually happening. We do, cyclical breathing, and I literally just have people play with it, and as literal as you could take me in saying to lose yourself in the process, that's what we want, right? And so it's this cyclical nature. Sometimes it's in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the mouth, out through the mouth, in through the mouth, out through the nose. And I'll play with it, different sequences, different speeds. Then we'll do a hold. So it'll be like inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, hold on the exhale, no breathing, no air. And then when you get that signal and you actually have to take that breath in, take it in and up and locate the pineal gland. And it's like, we're creating a compressive force with the breath. And it's like, we can actually activate the pineal gland. And that activation is what there are little calcium carbonate crystals inside of the pineal gland, and they start to shimmer and shake, and that shimmering and shaking literally turns it into a receiver antenna, which connects you with the unified field. And some of the other work I've studied in physics is, you know, basically the unified field is it's infinitely dense with information and energy. And when we switch that pineal gland on, we can connect to that, and then the body, the pineal gland, will receive that information, and the body is able to decode it. And then that's when, like, people are having, like, biological upgrades or seeing, like, different things, or and that's all completely possible with just the breath.
And the pineal gland, what is that? How do you know if you have it open? Is it like a light has gone off? I mean, do people, is there an obvious physical reaction when you've opened that up?
Yeah, I mean, it can be, because it's so, you know, the fact that we're connecting to this infinite energy and information source, it can, there are infinite ways that it can show up, right? So there can be lights, there can be geometry. You know, some people literally like see entirely different dimensions, past lives, passed on relatives.
Is it that instantaneously when it opens up, or is it just you start seeing these things more over time when you're doing the breath work?
I think for most people it's more over time.
Okay.
You know, and but the breath is definitely a catalyst for it. And even bringing coherence into the brain and flooding the body with, you know, with all this beautiful chemistry for, you know, in terms of preventative health. You know, I think that's, you know, if most people would just take care of what they're eating, take care of what they're thinking, go outside and move around and do intentional breath work, you wouldn't have to worry about anything in terms of health for most people.
I love that. And why is that not something that is just shouted from the mountaintops? Because it's all internal, right? It's all this internal access we've got.
It is. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I mean, it's being shouted, by certain groups and organizations. I truly wish, and we had talked about this a little bit just prior to jumping on, is that, like, my goal, my vision, my passion is uniting groups and organizations and solutionaries and communities. And, you know, so I've seen this vision a multitude of times, and having, like, you know, the Proctor Gallagher organization connected with the Joe Dispenza organization, connected with Thrive and their Solutions Hub and how they and the Freedom Portal, and how they're talking about and focusing on rights and freedoms and free energy solutions, and, you know, and just connecting all of these groups and organizations. Wim Hof is another one, you know, connecting all of these groups and organizations, and there are so many, like, I have so many friends and colleagues, you know, like yourself, that are, you know, like, we're all doing kind of our own part and have our own piece of this puzzle. But what would it look like if we just came together? If we brought all the pieces together, what kind of a picture would that create?
I love that. We talked about, you know, perspective before we got on, that when you have when you're in the weeds and all you see is a very small piece of the puzzle, you're number one, you're not excited. Number two, you don't have that vibrational energy to connect, but then you don't see how everything connects. And so I love the fact that you feel like that is your calling. And we talked about the Unified Alliance, and that's kind of something you put together to try to integrate all these different methodologies.
Yeah. So the Unified Alliance is, I like to think of myself and a dear brother of mine, Zagitas is his name. So hi, Zagitas, if you end up seeing this. We're co-stewarding the Unified Alliance. And, you know, really it's a new United Nations for a new Earth, right? And one beyond borders, beyond boundaries, beyond compromise, and beyond limits. And you know, they're are a multitude of reasons for the UA, but, you know, I guess the multi-purpose aspect is to really focus on communicating about natural law and helping people to understand what that is and how it's different jurisdictionally from man's law, from international law, which is what the current UN focuses on, and how if we could come back to these overarching principles, these, you know, as kind of a way, like a guidance system, that will come back into morality, you know, in the decisions that are made at a global scale and local scales. So that's one aspect, to actually.
Let me stop you right there. So, sure. So let's talk about natural laws, right? Which there's no jurisdiction because they're everywhere in the universe. And they're not international laws, and there's not like going to be a police that enforce this because they're natural laws. So kind of give us an overview of the natural laws as you see them.
They're universal. They're non-man-made is a big component of it.
It cannot be appealed.
cannot be appealed, right? And you know, I just feel like if we're to come back into alignment with that, then we come back into alignment. It's, you know, essentially like the laws of nature, right? Like nature is perfect, right? By design. And, you know, for some reason we've separated ourselves from nature and, you know, instead of living with it and learning from it, we've decided, okay, we're superior than it and we're going to have dominion over it. And I think that false superiority is what has led us down, you know, and into a lot of the problems that we see in humanity. You know, we've accomplished a lot of incredible things, and yet the time has come to maybe begin to simplify and come back to the natural order. And more in alignment with nature, with natural law, so that we come back into a moral stance within ourselves and with each other.
Well, and like the law of vibration is a natural law, right? That whatever emotional energy we put out, that's what we're going to be attracting back. And people don't even understand that there's a vibration in us that we can control and that actually connects with the everything around us, and that's one of the natural laws, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, vibration is everything, right? And right. You know, even when I was talking about the like the food and the movement, and you know, I look at everything as vibration. So if we begin to optimize, you know, all the vibration that is within and around us, and that's coming into us. Right? And we're optimizing our food, our water, our thoughts, our words, our interactions with each other. You know, if we begin to look at everything as vibration again, and you know, really begin that optimization process, then it's like, you know, we're going to start to operate and vibrate at a continuously higher frequency, and then those interactions.
How can people optimize these things?
I think firstly, being open to the idea that this is the way it is, and you know, I think we've been so preconditioned that you know things are a certain way, and we are who we are, and the world works. You know, it's like a, you know, the difference between kind of the Newtonian and the Newtonian and the quantum model of reality, right? And Newtonian is, you know, I'm going to perceive my environment through my senses. That's going to cause me to think certain thoughts and feel certain feelings and respond a certain way or take certain actions. And then chances are I'm going to repeat the same results, right? And it's kind of a victim where we give our power away to the external thing, person, or circumstance. And the quantum model is really about causing an effect, taking our power back, right? And so closing off the senses, shutting out the outside world and saying, okay, what do I want? How do I want to feel? What do I want in my reality? And then, you know, thinking those thoughts and marrying those thoughts with elevated emotions as if it's already happened. And then, you know, through that, we're going to start to see different results in our life. We're going to start to take different actions that are going to see different results. Right. And then we, you know, continue and, you know, from a neurophysiological perspective, every time we think that new thought or that you know, where we're going or what we're creating or what we're manifesting in our lives, we're literally building and strengthening neurology in the brain, right? And that neurology is causing a chemistry to be released in the body. And you know, that's switching on genes and creating proteins and literally creating evidence within the physical form that's, you know, that future potential exists. So we have those abilities, we have that capacity, we have that power, but then to really marry all of those thought processes, if you will, and those energetic perspectives with the material world and optimizing our foods and our movements and you know, and I find so many like spiritual people we're so up here and there's nothing grounded or anchored into this dimension in our bodies. And there's almost a, well, you're still human. It's like, well, no, like we're all human and we're here to experience humanity. And, you know, so I feel like people that are almost make our humanity wrong because we're really spiritual is like kind of missing the point. We're both. We're spirit and human.
Right. And when we're not in our bodies and we don't pay attention to the vibration, that's the transmitter that we're on. That's the mm-hmm. transmitter to the universe is the vibration that our body is in. Because when we're thinking a thought, there's not very strong vibrations. And you know, getting into our body and acknowledging the emotions we feel and honoring them and then looking for a better emotion so we can have better thoughts, so we can get better coincidences, so we... our neural pathways go a different way. I mean, it's amazing. It's an inside job, right? Nothing we teach. We don't need anything outside. It's just the information has not been perpetuated to the people, which is why I think you and I are here today and on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd like to add to your point about, you know, the inside job and I've recently created a program called Mind to Muscle to Spiritual Mastery. And it's because when we're moving, our brains are in their most neuroplastic state.
Ah.
Right. And so to be able to incorporate not just and I love movement. I go to the gym every day still. And so to be able to incorporate mindful or intentional movement. And it's almost like creating a mantra or different mantras while you're training, and you're just repeating those mantras over and over and over again during your movement sessions. And that in and of itself is going to help you to reprogram the neurology much faster and create and strengthen that new neurology that we talked about. And that, so that shift is going to happen so much faster. And, you know, for me, like I've had workouts where I'm in tears because I'm thinking the thoughts, I'm visually seeing the imagery. I'm in a more passionate state because I'm moving around, and then my brain is rewiring so much faster because of the movement as well.
Oh God, I love that. So what are your thoughts? Are you thinking, are you visualizing something in the future that you want? Tell me, is that why you're in tears?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, like, it could be love or service or so like one I've been doing recently is I am God, I am Goddess, I am one, I am creator, I am creation, I am source, I am love, I am light, I am all, I am.
I love it.
So in terms of that oneness, right? It's like, you know, to be able to, and the old saying, what we place our attention or our focus on grows, right? So if I'm focusing on oneness and wholeness and feeling more love and connection and, you know, creativity or abundance or whatever that is, right? Then it's like I'm drawing that to me. And right. then when I incorporate the movement component, it creates more passion around it. It amplifies it. Exactly.
I love it. I'm really into Neville Goddard lately. So I'm reading all of his stuff, but you know, he talks about this inner chatter and we don't realize that it's constant inner chatter. And so if you can control your inner chatter, just like you said, when you're in movement and you're God, right? Your source, your love. And you're saying that, it literally changes the vibration that we're in. And people think if they do affirmations first thing in the morning, okay, I'm done, right? Or they're doing meditations first thing in the morning. And 15 minutes later, they're back in their old, you know, Groundhog Day vibration. But I love the inner chatter. And I'm going to start putting that in with movement now, because it's all day long chatter that we're talking to ourselves, right? It's not,
absolutely.
It's not the morning routine. If you get up by 5, you're going to be good. It is constant, right? And that's how we're going to change our vibration and everything around us. Cause you're doing an amazing job with your Unified Alliance. Before we got on, I think you said, I don't know how many people, but you've got 60 people coming next week that you're going to put pieces of the puzzle together. Right. Let's talk about real quick about Thrive. Cause there's two movies out, Thrive and then Thrive 2, which blow my mind. And it talks about some amazing optimistic things that are coming, and one of the things is free energy, and I think you talked about that just a minute ago. What can we offer our listeners stuff about free energy?
Well, so honestly, I feel like everything is here. All the solutions are here, and I just walked with the Mamos in Costa Rica not quite a month ago for 15 days. And the Mamos are considered the keepers of the origin of the universe. And they have such a profound and deep connection with the earth. Literally like listening to, speaking with, offering payments to the planet. And I feel like that's what's happening. We're coming back into this natural order. And so, you know, with Thrive and free energy and, you know, the Unified Alliance and these consortium of solutionaries coming together. And there's another one called Global Blue Oceans that has a solution for fuel, literally seawater as fuel. And that's starting to be implemented. So everything is here, Paula, for us. And it's just about, for me, it's about bringing, you know, and all of these organizations and people like us and organizations like Bob's and Joe's, there's action being taken all around the planet, but there's no coherence to it yet. And the coherent, a planetary call to coherent action is, I feel, it's our next step, because together it's like, there's no way we don't change the world. But separately, and still working on ourselves.
Yeah,
we are the world. But there's you know there's still this divide, right? And it's because the solutionaries, the people that have this different vision for a new world, or maybe coming back to the natural order of the original world, the way it was supposed to be, are still working alone. Albeit great communities doing amazing work and so on and so forth. But what would happen if we brought all those pieces together?
Oh God, I love that. And we're honored that you're one of those ones that are bringing that together, because, you know, when you put all the pieces together, it's going to work. And I know one thing, that it's going to be smaller communities. I mean, even Thrive too says that it's a smaller community. So we need communities in our lives, and then those need to be connected on a much bigger basis than we have, just so we can share ideas. Not that globalization is going to take over, it's that we as individuals know where the power lies, and it's already here, right? We can access it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so cool to be able to, you mentioned my travel and stuff, so I have been very fortunate to be able to travel around, you know, a lot of different places on the planet over the last 6-7 years. And
I mean, I looked on Facebook, I go, where the hell is he now? He was in front of a pyramid this week. And I said, okay, I got to get a hold of him because he's been all over. And you're fearless, right? And you learn so much and you grow, and you being here to share this with everybody is a blessing.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor.
And we appreciate what you do, and you got to keep doing it and connecting all those people. Tell people how they can get a hold of you to work with you individually. And then also tell them if they're interested in this Unified Alliance, if they've got some corporations or some groups that might want to get going, tell us how they can get a hold of you and get a hold of that alliance.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can connect with me through my site, lee@lee-davey.com. Or leedavey.com is the website. Lee@lee-davey is my email. So you can shoot me an email.
D-A-V-Y. There's no E on the end of Dave. So it's D-A-V-Y. Okay.
Yeah, D-A-V-Y. The Unified Alliance is unifiedalliance.world. So you can have a look through that. And then, yeah, I mean, if you're inspired by anything, you know, if you just want to have a chat, if you want coaching, if you want to talk about the Unified Alliance, whatever it is, if you're interested in breath work, I just love having these conversations and being able to support, you know, you or your organization, wherever you are on this journey. And oftentimes what I'll do is, you know, during a conversation, if it is something, you know, with regards to like a global solution, if you will, or community or something like that, I pan out and I immediately go to, okay, like who can I connect you with? Right. So even if it's just a conversation about that, then please reach out, and I'm always happy to talk about this stuff and see how we can fit the pieces together.
Well, I love it. Lee has a lot of connections. So if anybody out there is interested or has some ideas, get a hold of him, because he'll kind of put everybody where they need to be. So Lee, I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank you for showing up on my show, but I really want to thank you for showing up here at the world, because I think we talked about this before. I mean, there's an ascension of humanity, of our DNA, of our vibration, and we need leaders like you to help us get to that level. So I want to thank you.
Thank you so much, Paula. I'm so honored to be here, and you know, so grateful that you think of me from time to time.
I do. I can't help. You're weird. He has a shirt on today, which I was really, really happy that he had a shirt on.
So. Yeah, I figured I'd dress up for the occasion.
Yeah, it's a tank top, but it's a shirt. So I'm thrilled that you got a shirt on. So.
Doesn't happen often. Doesn't
happen often, but it's for special people like me. So
yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Lee, very much.
Thank you so much. Such an honor, Paula. Keep doing what you're doing. We need you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I love Lee. And when he got on, he did have a shirt on. I've interviewed him before, and he's down in Mexico and he's bare chested. So he dressed up for us today, and he has a lot of information. And understandably, there's a lot of information out there that some of us don't know or haven't been had access to. So if anything that he talked about resonates with you, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to him. He's the nicest man in the world. To help you with breath work, to help you get more aligned with your body and with nature. And he's here to serve. And I'm so honored that we got to talk with him today. So glad you were with me today. Hope this was of interest to you. Once again, want to make sure that you know that on July 30th, I'm going to have a workshop, Discover Your Missing Piece. And I would love to have you there. Go to discoverpaula.com and register. It is interactive, it is engaging, and it is going to be transformational. So glad we were together this week. You know, as Ram Dass always says, we are just walking each other home, and I'm honored and blessed to be on this journey with you. So until next week, this is Paula Kit Casey.
Thank you for joining Paula Kit Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.
Thank you.